For more on how the U.S. military handles deserters in a time of war, we turn to NPR's Pentagon correspondent, John Hendred. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So do cases like that of Specialist Wilkerson represent a big problem for the military?
Well, the Pentagon would say no. Studies suggest that maybe 5 or 10% of those who desert for reasons of conscience. The other reasons are really more mundane. Often people have family problems, personal problems, failure to adapt to the military. And in at least one case in Germany I heard about, there was a soldier who just wanted to stay with his girlfriend.
And talking about the numbers, how many deserters like Mark Wilkerson are there out there?
Well, since 2001, there have been about 15,000 in the Army alone and about the same number in all the other services combined. So something like 30,000, and the number has gone down over time since 2001.
So make a comparison for us with, say, the Vietnam era.
This is a much smaller phenomenon. In Vietnam, something like 50,000 people went to Canada in the 60s and 70s. So far, about 200 people have been identified who've gone to Canada. The numbers are significantly smaller, and the reason for that is probably that this is an all-volunteer military, as opposed to in that era when it was there was a draft.
Now, Mark Wilkerson turned himself in. Does the military track them down? He was out there for a year and a half, and when they do come in, what are the penalties for those who are caught?
Well, it turns out they don't generally send out an alert and go tracking down these people. What they usually do is just give their names and information to the police, and often these people get picked up in routine traffic stops. Then they're entered into a deserter information center database in Kentucky, and the sentences are anywhere from 1 to 2 years lately have been sort of more of the harsh sentences, but they can also just put them right back in the Army, and there's an incentive to do that, because it costs about $40,000 to recruit and train a replacement.
And how many soldiers seek, as Mr. Wilkerson was doing, conscientious objector status, and how many does the Army approve?
There are very few that actually go through that process. In the past 4 years, 211 have applied for conscientious objector status in the past 5 years. And about half of them, 104, have been approved. When that happens, they can be either discharged or given non-combat duty. And the Army likes to point out cases like the case of Sergeant York in World War I, who was a Mennonite, started out as a conscientious objector, and then became a war hero.
But what are the criteria for being a conscientious objector?
You have to oppose all wars. You can't just oppose the current war. And the idea is they don't want the Army soldiers to be picking and choosing.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren.